My name is Mike Orshan, and we're here talking about economic development on the United States-Mexican border. And today we're talking to Bernardo Mendez, who is the deputy consul at the Mexican consulate in Tucson. And Bernardo, can you talk a little bit about yourself?
Yes, Mike. Thank you very much for the invitation. My name is Bernardo Mendez, and I have been working for the Mexican government as a member of the Mexican Foreign Service. I did a BA in International Relations in the National University of Mexico. I also did a diploma in Poland about economic and social planning and a two-year master in Sussex University in England about international development, taking very much into account the social needs of the population, kind of worldwide comparison of countries.
Bernardo, I realize that your last assignment was in the San Francisco Bay Area. Can you talk a little bit about the comparison between the entrepreneurship, the wealth of the Bay Area, and the growth of the U.S.-Mexican border?
So the kind of political, economic structure of the Bay Area that cannot be easily replicated even in any other part of the U.S., this is a kind of the Bay Area has a very particular way, the kind of leaders, the kind of richness, the kind of educational centers like Stanford, like Berkeley. So I think it's quite difficult to replicate the experience of the Bay Area.
And, you know, to looking at successful areas and comparing the differences and seeing what works, it's something that, needs to be done for some organizations and could be part of the success. I think, you know, a lot of people would be surprised to know that 32% of all the Arizona exports go to Mexico and close to 40% of all Texas exports go to Mexico. And cities and organizations like CEMEX and other Mexican companies have huge presence in the United States. So things are working, and we want them to work more. You know, maybe you could talk a little bit about the theories and the policies of economic growth along the border, what's working, the social needs a little bit.
Well, there are different parts to speak about. If we speak of the border region, we know that the economic relations and even family relations are highly interlinked between towns in the border region. We can speak of Southern California and Tijuana and Ensenada. We can speak also of the people here in Arizona and the relationship with the state of Sonora and Sinaloa, the nearest states. And many of the business also or the entry of tomato, for example, from Sinaloa, is coming to the U.S. through Nogales, Arizona. Many of the products that come also from Arizona to Mexico, they go through the Nogales border. So this is why it's very important to modernize and to do in a speedy way in the port entry.
Do we need? I just want to interrupt there because do we need more border crossings?
I think that we have to do like a modernization of some of the entries. I think both countries have to do an effort to modernize, to have more trained personnel, to use more technologies, you know, to expedite the crossing of cars, the crossing of trucks. Just in these days is taking place a meeting of both countries here in the area for discussing the tracks of Mexico and, you know, the NAFTA provisions for the entry of the Mexican trucks, and I think that we are advancing in that kind of problem that we have to expedite and keep the flow of Mexican trucks to the U.S. because otherwise it's very slow and it takes more time.
One of the things that I believe in is that Mexico itself has actually gone beyond the low wage model and is really moving up the ladder and has quite a educated workforce that I think people would be surprised about. One of the interesting things that we spoke about before getting on air was the Consortium of North America, North America for Higher Education, an organization of universities along the border. And
could you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, let me clarify. The Consortium of North American Universities that are universities of the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, the headquarters are here in Tucson, Arizona. It is an organization that is based at the University of Arizona in Tucson. It has more than 140 members, but it's not only for the border. There is another small organization that is a kind of branch of this consortium that has to do with the border issues, but the North American Consortium is overall the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, and I think that it's helping not only to do a thinking about the mobility of the students, the mobility of professors, the joint partnerships to do research for problems that can be avoided in the future that is related not only to health, education, transportation, you know, all the curricula of universities and all the careers, they have now increasing relations in these days. Exactly today is taking place a meeting in Quebec City, and this means that people are working every year in this consortium to get to know more the three countries' realities and also to act locally to have a global view of the increasing problems of North America as a bloc, something that in the past former President Fox spoke about the NAFTA Plus, this idea of a North American association that was going to be something, you know, more than NAFTA, to increase like a common market in this path that the European Union began many years ago. And I think that we have to think in that way. It's difficult because the difference of development, but I think that as they did in the European Union, you know, with the help of the U.S. and Canada, the backward regions of Mexico can get a good pace and can get a better development, and this is good for all the region.
Bernardo, it's been a real honor and pleasure to have the opportunity to speak to you. Having you in that region with your experience is really going to help the growth, and as you identify strong groups, it'll make a big difference.
Do you have any final comments?
Well, I just want to thank to your program, say that we are very clear that the solution for Mexico is inside the Mexican territory. That means that we have to provide employment and dignity, you know, housing, the health and education for the Mexican people. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you, Mike.